Welcome to the greatest men's club in the world. It's not a country club, it's a grilling club, where every weekend they're going to talk about taking an animal and throwing it on some scorching flames and turning it into the tastiest morsels of goodness on this earth. As a matter of fact, it's kind of caveman, but they don't drag women into their cave. No, they're going to teach you how to make that food so good you can lure them into your cave and keep her hair looking good. When you want to find the center of the barbecue universe, just look at a map of North America and look for that big grilling mitt. That's where they're at. It's the Grilling Guys.
Welcome, Yarlis, to the Grilling Guys. Happy holidays. It's the December 16th edition. Hopefully you're out doing a little Christmas shopping, last-minute stuff right now, so that you're making the griller on your list just a little bit happier and a little bit better at his or her craft. But I'm Jop. Barbecue Bob is on sabbatical today. He's got a new professional job, and he's finishing up some training. So joining me here in the studio is our resident equipment expert. So you're not going to want to miss this part, because Brad Ensing from Garrett's Appliance is a 20-some-year veteran of the barbecue equipment sales industry. And welcome to the show, Brad.
Hey, well, thanks for having me. That's quite the build-up, like normal. I'd like to say excuse my voice today. I've come down with a cold, so if I sound like a teenage boy, just bear with me.
Well, I don't know if it's teenage boy or a 900 number, but either way, we're going to take what we got, man.
Hey, well, yeah, I don't even know how to answer that. Let's put it that way.
Okay, well, Brad, let's talk a little bit about, let's prep everybody with a little bit about Garrett's Appliance and your background, because I wasn't being facetious when I'm teeing you up as an expert, because the outdoor kitchens that I build, I always come to you guys for all the appliances, and there's a reason why.
Well, I really appreciate it. First thing, let me say, Bob's not here. The radio station smells a lot better today, and he's not here to defend himself. So, yes, actually, I've been with Garrett's Appliance for about 21 years, and we have a plethora of product, whether it be outdoor grilling product. And my job with the company is making sure that you guys get the best setup, the best value for what you're looking for, make sure everything is looking the way it should be and performing the way it should be. Whether that's for that novice griller that wants to come in and buy a Weber grill, for maybe that guy that wants to get in a little wood pellet grilling, or for the high-end griller who's got nothing but a ton of money to spend, we love to help them as well get some really, really high-end product in their homes.
You know, and we're going to touch on that. The whole theme of this show is holiday ideas for the griller on your list. And so, you know, we're fortunate to have a variety of listeners, and everybody's got a little bit different budget. Everybody's got a little bit different idea. But so let's start with the guy who tells his wife, you know, honey, I'd really like a new grill on the back deck. They grill once a week. Maybe this time of year they don't grill much at all because they, you know, they got a clip man card and they're just fair weather grillers. But let's start there. If I've got $500 or less to buy on a grill for my person on my list, what do I do there?
Okay, well, first thing, grilling once a week, budget at least $10,000. I think that's how it starts.
Coming from an appliance salesman.
Exactly. Yeah. I would say normally when we get in that griller that wants to get into grilling at around that $500 mark, but really wants something that's going to last them a while, we'll normally start out with something like a Weber grill. Weber has three different lineups. They have Spirit, they have Genesis, and then they also have Summit. The Spirit, of course, is going to be the most economically priced one, but still a really great built unit. Genesis being that bump up. However, that Spirit's going to be in that, you know, $350 to $550 range. One thing cool that we've really kicked off, though, as of late, is wood pellet grills. They've hit the market a lot more. I'm sure a lot of people have seen them on the television as they're running those holiday infomercials. But we carry a brand that most people are aware of by the name of Traeger. That is a wood pellet grill. You can almost set it like an oven. We're actually eating venison jerky right now. That
damn
I made
good, I might know.
Well, thank you very much.
Yeah.
I would like to give a shout out to my cousin, Lisa, actually, who shot this deer for me last year. She's a sweetie. But yes, that's what we're having right now.
So you're such an executive that you have people shoot your deer
Shoot my deer.
Did they clean it and just bring you the meat ready to put in the smoker?
I'd hate to say that, but I did meet them at the processor, let's put it that way, to cut the check. That's a joy. It's because I'm trying to be at the store and selling people grills so right. They can grill that meat.
So let's talk. We get a lot of questions about pellet grills.
Yeah.
And I think that they've been on the market quite a while, but they're still kind of an anomaly for a lot of people. And one of the things that is so popular about them is the ease of use, right?
Yeah. So when we do a pellet grill, it's basically as easy as this. You take your bag of pellets, you put it in the hopper, you turn it to the temperature you want. And normally with a pellet grill, you have to turn it on to smoke to get it going for about 5 minutes. You leave the lid open, but after that, you turn it to the temperature you want, you're good to go. You're
baking it like an oven. But you've got to have electricity for this grill,
right? You do
have
to run it. It does not run. You will have to have 110 power to run the unit. It does not run on any type of gas, so 110 power is preferred. Actually, once I got my pellet grill, I tend to use that more than anything as of late because I can normally get it up to a preheated temperature within 15 minutes or so. But the flavor, because you're burning that wood, is just absolutely amazing.
So these pellets, a lot of people that are listeners heat with wood pellets. We're mm-hmm. talking a different pellet
different
than the one
pellet.
You're not buying a ton of these for $179 at Tractor Supply, right?
Absolutely not. So with the pellets, you've got basically, they come in a 20-pound bag. That 20-pound bag costs you about $19.
Okay.
That 20-pound bag of pellets gives you about the same amount of grill time as a tank of LP gas. So it's a pretty even up change. Now those pellets, the cool thing with the pellets, they have so many different flavors. They have apple, they have hickory, they have alder, they have big game mix, they have beef brisket mix. They have they just had one for Thanksgiving. I did a turkey on my Traeger. They have a special turkey mixture where they actually send a seasoning bag right along with it. It was absolutely amazing. Felt a little bad for my mom. Nobody ate her turkey. I'd like to apologize to my mother. She's probably not listening today, but if she is, I'm sorry nobody ate your turkey. Mine was better, though. It is what it is.
So the pellet grill, let's dive in a little bit deeper, is that this is not a grill that's going to get to 750 degrees and you're going to grill and sear a steak on this thing, right?
Absolutely not. So with a pellet grill, you're basically going to have a range of the smoke setting, which is going to range between 160 to 180, and then you can bump it up. And after that, it goes 200, and then you can range it all the way up to 450 on high. Now, I do grill steaks on there, and that person that wants those perfect clear grill marks, you know, that's firing up their charcoal or the gas grill, it's going to do a little better job at the grill marks. I still get grill marks on my steak. However, instead of maybe grilling that steak for 7 minutes, it normally takes me about 20 minutes or so to get that steak going.
Right. So these are really a modified smoker.
Yeah, pretty much. Yep.
But the beauty of these things is you know, it's the old Ron Popeil. It's a set it and forget it,
baby.
Because there's a rheostat on this, a little mm-hmm. dial, whether it be push button or a dial, whatever it is. But you're dialing in a temperature, and there's a probe that is sensing the temperature not only of the heat source, but the cooking chamber
as
well.
So not only that, you have, of course, set your heat on the inside, but a lot of our Traeger models either have one or two probes on it as well, that they'll have a probe selector. I push it and say I put that turkey in there. It'll not only tell me the temperature of the grill inside, but I push probe selector and it'll tell me what the temperature of my meat is as well.
So you've got a probe inside the turkey in this case
it's
monitoring that as well. And you can set the temperature to cook the turkey to a certain, or set the machine rather to cook the turkey to a certain temperature, and it'll tell you when it's done.
No, it will not. Not quite like a stove. So basically what's going to happen is, well, I should take that back. It depends on the model. They got a real high-end model that's closer to that $1,500, $2,000 mark. That's Wi-Fi enabled. It does your taxes, all that fun stuff.
Yeah.
That will actually alert you when your turkey or whatever meat you're getting is getting to that temperature. But the normal ones, you're just going to push that selector and it's going to tell you what the temperature
is. So it's a temperature readout, almost
correct,
like if you're taking a digital thermometer
into it. You
got
to put it into your meat.
All right.
You got
very
it.
Good. Well, that's cool. We have a lot of people that ask about them. And I guess to me, it's another grill. It's not the grill that
correct
you have at your house, because you're not, I guess you could set up and do burgers and dogs on the thing, but that's where my gas grill comes in, or a small little Weber kettle or something like that, where I can start a little charcoal fire and do the burgers and dogs. But at the end of the day, the bigger, thicker, heavier chunks of meat, these pellet smokers are going to work fabulous for
that. They are absolutely amazing.
Speaking of heavy chunks of meat, coming up next, we're going to be talking to Scott from Allen Bob Sports. They're going through a huge liquidation. You're not going to want to miss this, because there are some great deals down at Allen Bob Sports for people that are on your holiday list. Stick with us. We'll be back.